News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, folks. No, this is not irregular programming. This is Sound Bites, and we're back to you. A little different time schedule due to SU's great win. Want to congratulate them. But it is the 15th of February, and you are listening to Sound Bites. Nick is tied up with some family business. So today you've got Dave Enright.
Steve Ray.
And I'm Dan Deary.
And I'm Jesse Graff.
To take your computer questions, folks. So if you've got a computer question, I know it's, like I say, a little out of whack here for us. Not the normal time. So sit back, relax, enjoy, have fun. And first we'll do a little bit of news. And first we'll go to Dan Deary.
All right. We have some Microsoft news. It's not going to be ready for a couple more years, but its features are being exposed of the new Microsoft Windows operating system. The code name is Longhorn right now, and a pre-beta version has leaked out recently. One new feature that is very nice, Microsoft is trying to clean things up on the desktop.
That'll be a major thing.
Is called they call it the sidebar, and you can locate it either on the right or left-hand side of your desktop. And it will allow you to run the same application, actually, on different virtual desktops. And it will clean up the desktop considerably, as you can switch to different windows on the desktop and run the same application.
So they're sort of tying that to the multi-user.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
But we still got some time. It's still in development. And we probably won't see it until 2005.
Well, yeah, that plus then you get into people then paying to be beta testers, which I thoroughly disheartens me because I can remember you too, Steve.
Yep.
Back in the old days when we'd sit there and they'd actually pay us in a way by giving us free software after it's done, but to literally beta test software.
Yeah, it used to be a hard thing in the olden days to find people that that could test things, knew how they worked, and weren't silly enough to put it in a production environment and then wonder why it crashed.
Yeah. Oh. I ruined my whole machine. Well, it's beta software. What do you want, dip? Hello? Wake up to the real world. What's going on in the Mac world there, Steve?
I need to issue an apology. Apparently... The Apple Cider meeting was scheduled for last Wednesday at East High School, and as some of you might remember, it was a very snowy day, and virtually all the schools were closed, including the Rochester City School District, of which East High is a part of. Apparently some people didn't realize that when the school is closed, there can't be any meetings there, and tried to go to the meeting anyway. So we're sorry about that. We did have a cancellation notice put on our website. Next time, though, we'll try to make it a little more apparent to the public. But in general, if the schools are closed, there are no meetings at the school.
Well, that's always the hard thing with the user group.
Yeah.
How the heck do you sit there and get somebody to go through the whole list of possible users? You don't know if they're going to come or not anyways.
Right. Yeah,
you get the word out there.
We emailed out to the people we have email addresses from. So if you did not get an email saying that the Wednesday meeting was canceled, please email us at acider@mac.com and give us your email address. But fortunately, due to the diligence of our programming vice president, Mr. Rufo Sanchez, who can't be listening now because we're having our special meetings. thanks to Rufo, he was able to reschedule our meeting for this coming Wednesday, the 19th, again at East High School at 7 o'clock in the forum room. And we're going to be talking about the OS X iSync feature that lets you synchronize your address book and your calendar into your email system through a PDA or through an internet service. So it's a really neat new feature of OS X. And then next Saturday at Visual Studies Workshop, we're having a presentation on iLife, the integrated digital applications for video, motion picture, photography, and music Steve Jobs just announced and released at Macworld, the entire iLife bundled app. So again, that's this coming Wednesday, the 19th, 7 o'clock, East High School, corner of Main and Culver.
Cool. Well, I want everybody to first sit down. All right, now that you're sitting down, I know this is going to be a shock, but Microsoft is screwed up again.
Oh, no. That's one so of their unlike them.
They got to now put out, and you ready for this, folks? A patch to fix a patch. For any of you folks that have downloaded the security fix for critical IE flaws, which might prevent you from getting to certain websites, well, on versions 5.01, 5.5, and 6.0 release, well, there's a major flaw in it, possibly, that'll not allow you to get to certain websites. So they say, don't worry about it, you can go to their site to get a patch that'll fix a patch. Now, if you're not having the problem, do not, folks, worry about going out and getting that patch then. It's only for folks that are having problems getting to certain websites that it's being blocked. It won't let you get into it or even possibly block some email services. These are the folks that would then need to go up and get that patch. But if you've gotten most of the security patches, you folks on Windows XP, and if you're connected up to DSL Roadrunner, usually you always get nagged anyways. Oh, there's a current patch. Go ahead and put this in, you know, and they automatically do it. So it's for the folks that are having problems actually getting to websites and or, the email servers. So only go to that if you actually need the patch to patch the patch. Now, you're thoroughly confused? Join the rest of us. I mean, you know, it's Microsoft. Get over it. One other thing that I was asked to read here today, the Canalside Hair Studio is holding a cut-a-thon to benefit the Rochester area Crime Stoppers tomorrow between 12 and 4 o'clock at the Hair Studios at 900 Panorama Trail across from Paychex. All proceeds will go to Crime Stoppers. If you would like to participate, please call 385-1490 to register. That's 385-1490. WHAM and News Source 13 recently helped to raise more than $70,000 for Crime Stoppers. It's a great thing, folks. It's like, you know, everything else is being cut left and right. And this really helps to get a lot of dangerous folks have literally been caught. You know, it's like our own mini version of, what is that?
Most Wanted.
Yeah, America's Most Wanted here in Rochester. So it has done it. I think it's like two or three times a year they'll sit there and display all those folks. And you wonder, did I run into one of those folks? So, you know, they're having this great cut-a-thon. You can get a haircut. And all the money is literally going to a great cause. So if you have the time, again, go out there tomorrow between 12 and 4 at the Canalside Hair Studios at 900 Panorama Trails across from Paychex. Check them out and tell them Soundbite sent you.
And be careful you don't turn in the actors that are portraying the criminals when you see the commercial.
Exactly.
Apparently a lot of actors have gotten turned in.
Okay, well, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to you to take your computer questions on Soundbites 1180 WHAM.
Green Shield Computer Services, located at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just off the 104 Expressway, is now offering basic system boxes starting at $399 and up. Just add the software and accessories you want for a total system. Come visit our new computer sales and service area to find out what your system will need to be ready for the future. Call Green Shield Computers at 1-800-544-9580 right now for an appointment to evaluate your current computer for just $25. The window of opportunity to upgrade your older machine is rapidly shrinking as many parts are no longer being made. That's Green Shield Computer Services at 544-9580. Open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday to serve your computer needs. You can also email them at shield@frontiernet.net anytime. The charter sponsor of Soundbites, Green Shield is a local full-service computer firm assisting individuals and businesses since 1984 and is a Corel approved partner for business, education, government, legal, and individuals. It is a part of the Green Shield Group established in 1967. That's Green Shield Computer Services at 1370 Hudson Avenue in Rochester, New York. Call 544-9580 for any computer needs.
Your feet are dry, scaly, maybe callous too. You've tried everything without results, but you haven't tried Carousel. Carousel with a K, a podiatrist's choice for years, now available in your pharmacy foot care section. Carousel is dual acting, an exfoliating moisturizer that gently removes dead skin while it moisturizes new cell layers underneath. Your feet will feel healthier, softer in just days. No wonder 9 out of 10 people choose Carousel over the product they usually use. Try Carousel. It's everything your feet need.
Introducing the Epson Stylus CX5200. It prints. It scans. and it copies. But wait. It's also the only all-in-one with DuraBright inks for brilliance that lasts up to 80 years. All this for just this, around $199.
Hard work, experience, both essential for success in today's complex business world. But that's not enough. Moving your business and your career to new levels of success requires more. Get more with an executive MBA from RIT. It's everything you need in an EMBA. A comprehensive general management education, knowledgeable faculty with real-world experience, and practical tools to apply immediately in your work. In small classes that meet Fridays and Saturdays every other week, you'll gain the confidence and strategic perspective that will change the way you think about business. Join us at our next information session, Tuesday, February 18th, anytime between 4:30 and 7:30 p.m. at the RIT College of Business. Call 475-7435 or go to RITEMBA.com. The RIT Executive MBA and EMBA for the real world.
Go to BigFatPrize.com to enter to win a romantic package for two by midnight Pacific time, February 23rd. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. U.S. residents 18 or older. My Big Fat Greek Wedding, now on DVD.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
It began yesterday. It will continue today from 10 until 9, but I'm here to tell you that legendary Valentine's Day mattress sale for 2003 ends tomorrow at Ruby Gordon Furniture in Henrietta. Over 500 mattress sets to choose from by important name brands like Simmons Beautyrest, Backcare, King Foil, Fox Gervon, and a host of others, including Natural Response Luxury Foam, developed from NASA research. Sweetheart sale savings will be clearly tagged on every mattress set in the store. Plus, you'll enjoy free delivery and setup with free removal of your old bedding. But there's more. Buy $599 or more with no payments and no interest for one full year. Sleep free for a year. Plus, for just 1 cent, 1 penny, get a 6-piece bedding pack, a fitted sheet, flat sheet, 2 pillowcases, and 2 premium pillows with any bedding purchase of $599 or more. Shop foam mattress closeouts at $39 each piece, queen size sets for $199, king size sets for $399, and much more, including waterbed replacement mattresses during their Valentine's Sweetheart Bedding Sale at Ruby Gordon Furniture, just south of Marketplace Mall on West Henrietta Road in Henrietta. Shop until 9 tonight, but hurry, it ends tomorrow.
Where does Rochester turn for objective financial information? To Money and More, hosted by the Partners of the Horizon Group, every Sunday morning at 7 on 1180 WHAM.
Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Yes, it is Soundbites. No, it is not Nick. I am Dave Enright.
I'm just waiting for the riff to come in. I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Dan Deary.
I'm Jesse Graff.
And we're going to take our first call to go to Dan in Webster. Dan, how you doing on this Saturday afternoon?
Doing just fine. However, I do have a question that I think is right up either yours or Dan's alley.
Okay.
I have had a modem problem. I just ended up replacing my modem, put in one of the Wind modems from Intel.
Mm-hmm.
And it now either refuses to either hear the dial tone, or when it does hear the dial tone, the dialing is so weak that it's not doing anything.
Hmm.
I know there's AT commands to control the speed of dialing. I don't know about volume.
Well, that's what I'm wondering is if, can you hear any static or that on that phone line?
No.
Okay, because I'm just wondering if, you know, if it's such a weak signal that it, you know, doesn't know enough to pick up and dial.
Yeah. Now, I've run all the AT commands, and they look good. And
can you hear it actually dial?
Yeah, I can hear it dial, but it's really, really weak.
Are you listening through the computer speakers or through a telephone extension?
Telephone.
Hmm. How many phone extensions are on the line?
Dear.
Because there's sometimes a problem if you have too many phones.
Half a dozen, but that hasn't changed. What has changed is that
The modem has, and the sensitivity of that modem.
Right. I put in this modem because I had a USR seemingly go bad because it could not get a dial tone. And I thought, oh, dear, we've got trouble. But now we've got two modems, with the same symptoms.
Hmm. Did you put it in the same slot as the old modem?
Yep.
Might want to try remove the modem from the device manager, physically remove the modem, and then reboot again. Put the modem in a different slot.
But that's not, if it's, that's only going to tell whether it sees it or not. What I would suggest is, if you can do it, is maybe if one of those other phones are close by, run a cord maybe from one of those other outlets to the back of the computer, just to see if you get a stronger signal. Because that's probably what it is. Most of them, it's the signal.
Right, right.
That we've run into, isn't it?
Yes, the signal, it's...
It couldn't possibly be that fine patch from Microsoft?
Probably not, no. Do you have any access to another computer to update the drivers to that modem also from Intel's website?
Might be able to.
Because that could... fix your problem there.
Now, is there another computer in the house?
Yes, there is.
And are you able to dial out on that one?
I haven't. I don't have it hooked up to the internet at this moment.
Does it have a modem in it?
Yeah, there is a modem in it, yeah.
You might want to try just to, you know, temporarily set it up to see if you can dial out on that to see if the signal, you know, because like I say, these newer modems are quite sensitive to the sound, noise, and static on a line. I mean, we've heard folks getting dropped out because of too much static in that on the lines. You might want to try it that way, and then, like I say, try running another phone line to that computer, or if you can move the computer into this other room temporarily just to see if you can get it to work there.
Yep,
have
I'll
you seen any telephone trucks in your neighborhood?
No.
Maybe something changed in the phone system.
Well, with all this cold weather, too. I mean, these lines, I mean, they're old copper lines. They're not going to come through the city and replace all these copper lines and, you know. But try that out and let us know, though.
Okay, will do.
All right?
Okay, thank you, gentlemen.
All right, thanks.
Oh, you can call this gentleman. Whoa! Well, we're not going to take another call because we've got to go to a break in a minute. But one thing I wanted to just share with folks, and I want to know if this has happened to anybody else. Dan and I just yesterday was working on a client's machine and had a CD-ROM CD explode. Wondering if this has happened to you. We'll get back to a little more when we come back from the news break, so stay tuned. You're listening to 1180 WHAM Soundbites.
Right now, a grandmother is tickling her grandson. Right now, someone's reeling in a mighty big catfish. Right now, people everywhere feel like their old selves again, because now there's new Blue Emu, America's fastest-growing topical pain reliever for joint pain and muscle aches. It's made with 7% pure emu oil, a pain remedy used in Australia for thousands of years. So it penetrates deep and fast. Get back to being you with new Blue Emu, the breakthrough in pain relief. Available at stores everywhere.
The news you need, the information that's critical. Hear it first, fast and factual. News Radio 1180, WHAM.
News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180, the Choice 1 toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon. Yes, this is Soundbites. No, Nick is tied up with some family duties with his beautiful daughter and wife. So you've got sitting in front of the mic Dave Enright,
Steve Ray,
and Dan Deary,
and Jesse Graff on the boards
to take your computer questions.
Well, actually, on the chair next to the board.
Yeah. One thing, just before the break there, I started telling folks, Dan and I were working the chat. Just so you folks know, Dan is a technician there at with me at Enright PC Management. And we were upgrading a person's machine. And this is the first time it's happened in over 20 years for me. But you said you had heard about it a while. You were nice enough to bring in these articles for me. We're upgrading some software for a client. And we did the Windows 2000 upgrade, no problem. We put a CD in for, it was XP?
Office.
The Office.
Office XP.
And we're standing there, and we're talking, and I'm talking to my office manager, Lori, and all of a sudden, bam, it sounds like a light bulb popping is the best way I could explain it. We're looking around the shop, going, who dropped what? It's only the three of us there right now.
I was looking for smoke coming out of
Yeah, the well, we've seen smoke come out of machines. I mean, we've smoked them pretty good there, you know, power supplies and all that. And turns out, we went to hit the CD-ROM drive. The CD in the CD-ROM drive literally shattered. We were picking out hunks of CD and putting it in the envelope so the client can send their software back because we couldn't install the rest of the software.
Yeah, we've talked about over the years as CD drive speeds have gotten faster and faster that you can get a lot of strange noises and whinings from your CDs if they're slightly out of balance. And now the new ones are spinning at 52X or 55X. And I've heard in the past, too, about machines that the CD is so out of balance and spinning so fast it just disintegrates.
Well, Dan brought in two magazines and from Maximum, and literally, there's a number of articles where this has happened quite frequently to folks. It was discovered, this first one, back in July, and then in August they responded, and other folks have said, oh, yeah, my son was playing a game, and all of a sudden it exploded. So just curious if it's happened to you folks.
I've also had a couple of times where you go to eject the disc, and it hasn't stopped spinning.
It spins right on out?
Right, spins out, goes flying across the room, and you have a nearly razor-thin piece of plastic spinning at a very high rate, flying around the room, threatening life and limb.
Really? Who said doing computing couldn't be dangerous? Meanwhile, we're going to go back to the phones and talk to Dave and Henrietta. Dave, how are you doing this afternoon, sir?
How you doing, guys?
Well, we're just doing hunky-dory.
Well, I've got a Dell dude.
Ooh.
And
you know, that guy just got busted?
Yeah.
He just, the kid that, you know, does it, hey, looks like we're getting a Dell dude, got picked up for marijuana possession?
Are you surprised?
No. But how can we help you, dude?
Okay. What's going on is I went and bought this Dell computer, and it came with McAfee for 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I got it, I ran a scan on it, and I've done all the updates. I was on the Internet the other day, and all of a sudden a window pops up that says a virus has been detected and deleted. So I went and shut down, and I went to run a scan, and it wouldn't run it. And I've tried it several times, and I'm there going, what's going on? It always stops on the same file. And when I search for the file, it says the file is non-existent.
Are your DAT files updated?
What do you mean by that?
When you click on the McAfee.
Okay.
And you open it up. I take it as version, what, 7?
I'm assuming it's whatever would have come in the last 3 weeks.
Either 6 or 7.
Yeah. When you open up the program, that first page, one of the things it'll tell you is, whether it's version 6 or 7, it will tell you how old your DAT files are.
Okay.
The DAT files are the definition of the antivirus table.
And if you've just, you know, loaded that, you know, you haven't done the updates, that could be, you know, months old.
I've done updates twice. Matter of fact, did an update last night.
Right.
It depends on which virus it found and how far into the system it got. Two things could be happening. One is that some of the more recent viruses are very insidious, and they'll turn off and actually disable your antivirus program. And the second thing that can happen is when the McAfee or the Norton deletes the virus file, sometimes it doesn't delete the entire file. It might leave a reference file behind. Norton calls it a quarantine file. And then when you're trying to scan again later, that file is in the directory table, but it can't find it on the disk. And that might explain why when you try to do a search, it doesn't see it either.
Right.
Are you running Windows XP?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You might want to try also booting up in safe mode if you just hold Control and boot the computer up that way, and you'll get a menu that says safe mode, and try running it from there because the file could be in use by Windows, and it might not let you access it.
Oh, the other thing you were telling me, turn off the restore.
System restore also.
Yeah.
Well, what I did, I went onto the soundbites.org website, and I ran Stinger just in case,
mm-hmm.
and it scanned the entire computer, and it said it found no viruses.
Right. Stinger searches for the 11 most insidious viruses that can turn off your antivirus protection.
Okay.
So that's a good thing to run now and then anyway. But it also lets you know that you're safe enough from the worst of the viruses.
What was that one we just saw? W32, what was that, an opera? Or?
Yeah. Operas or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, there's some others, you know, because the Stinger is very limited. There are so many else out there that can cause so many problems and literally stop your machine from working, connecting to the Internet, causing shutdowns, deleting files. Well, last I knew, it was scanning, I think, for about 67, 68,000 viruses.
In the full antivirus package, yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing that can sometimes happen is there's a delay between when the definition files are updated by McAfee and Symantec and when a virus happens to come out. So, for example, if McAfee updates their definitions on Wednesday and a virus writer releases a virus on Thursday, that virus might have a day or two to propagate before the antivirus gets updated. And that may be what you caught, that when you did your scan and everything was clean, McAfee found a virus later that might have been a brand new virus that just came out.
One thing I do in McAfee is go in and tell I do not quarantine anything. I'm sorry, if it's got a virus, I don't want it on the machine, clean it or delete it. If it's that important of a file, because it's coming from the outside. So if it's, you know, coming from the outside and somebody's trying to email me or an attachment or whatever, if it can't get it in safely, then delete it. I don't want it on my machine. I don't want to quarantine it or put it anywhere. Put it right in the trash and get rid of it. So go into all your settings within McAfee. You can go and manually set the different settings and change so that it cleans. Don't quarantine them. Just have it clean them or delete them.
Okay, so go into safe mode. Now, when I start up, that's what, F8?
Yeah, you can use F8, or you can just, before you turn the power on, you can hold the control key, and that will bring up the same menu.
Okay, so then from safe mode, run the virus scan again.
Yes. You might want to try downloading the full McAfee version, since you're probably going to have to do that anyways, since yours is the 90-day.
You're going to have to, after that 90 days, you're going to have to subscribe to the additional definition updates.
Right, that was the question, another question I had. I have some guys at work who are telling me go to Norton. Is there any real difference?
Six of one, half a dozen the other. Nick has always personally liked McAfee.
Same here.
I personally like Norton a little better. I like the notification windows that when there's an update available, It notifies you a little bigger than McAfee does.
7.0 does that.
I haven't tried with 7 yet.
7
so.
Does a real good job of that, and you probably will, if you call McAfee, get a price break because you already own it. You know, so they're going to want you to stay with them.
Yeah, well, when I was looking on their site, and I was going to call them up about this, there's a charge to talk to them.
I don't think so. If you go ahead and want to buy. If you want to renew and that type of stuff, call their 800 number and say, hey, you know, I was debating what I've got your product on here, a 90-day, and I'm debating what kind of deal we can do versus, and drop the name Norton.
Yeah, if you're just telling them you want to upgrade your subscription.
And
you actually can do it directly on the Internet, too.
Yeah.
If you're going to stick with McAfee, you can update your subscription from the McAfee website.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And actually, if I remember right, the subscription update's only like $10 or $20.
Yeah.
Versus the whole program, which is $50 or $60.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Thank you, sir.
And I've been listening for a while, and I'm just starting to get into this.
All right.
Well, take it easy.
Take it easy. All right. Next, we'll try Mike in Rochester. How you doing, Mike?
Good.
How can we help you?
The quickest way to destroy your computer is to install Windows. Me, but seriously.
Ow!
And Dave will agree with you there.
Oh, you said a magic word. That's the biggest piece of junk ever came out of Microsoft. You know what ME
Worse
stands
than Bob?
For? You know what ME stands for?
More errors.
Many errors.
Yeah. Mostly errors.
Yeah, mostly errors.
What's your question today?
I was two things. I was trying to find some crypto programs for email. I was trying Cypherverse and it didn't work, and I wanted some software so I could phone on the Internet for free, but I couldn't find anything.
Annoying.
what's the internet telephone.com? What was the other one? I was just looking at phone.
But they all want to, like, you pay now.
Yeah, well, that's the reality of it. Since the dot-com crash, a lot of, you know, free things, and, like, I know I have a friend, she used to do a lot of clicking and get a lot of free coupons and all this other type of stuff. That's literally dried up. And you're going to find that more and more they're going to want to start charging.
Is there any open source phone software that you turn your computer into a phone?
I would advise try going to Google and do a search there.
There's also another one, Net2 phone.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Yeah, do you want to go from your computer to a real telephone or computer to computer?
Computer to real phone.
Yeah, Net2 phone is another big one. I don't remember if they still charge anymore.
Yeah, a lot of those, they don't have freeware anymore for those.
Yeah, it's the sad fact, Mike, that, you know, more and more of them are just having to do away with it. It's just the economy we're in right now.
Costing them too much.
Yeah. You know, the big hype, like I say, the big times of, you know, riding high with all the money they're making because they're on the internet and all that have gone.
Well, Net2Phone says they're less than 2 cents a minute.
That's cool.
So give them a shot.
And about the ciphers, the crypto software? I tried ciphers.com, but it kind of crashed my system. It won't let me send encrypted
email. Yeah, well, you're also running an operating system that isn't supported. What type of machine do you have?
I had a Pentium. I have a Pentium 3 with Windows 98.
How much? What speed?
What speed? I think it's about 600 megahertz.
Well, how much memory?
About 190.
All right. What you can do is, one, you can add a little more memory to that, Jesse. And you might want to consider going up to Windows XP Home.
Would 2000 Pro work?
Well, yep, 2000 Pro would work. Definitely. So if you could get
either
one.
XP or 2000 Pro?
But 2000 Pro, you got to understand, with the Pro version, you also become administrator. If it's this is the only person on the computer, if you're the only one, then that's fine. You can always be on as administrator. But otherwise, you know, if other folks get on it, quite often they set up other users, and there's a lot more work in it because you become your own systems administrator with Windows 2000.
And for the cryptology, you might want to look into a program or a system called PGP, Pretty Good Privacy, and that allows you to encrypt your messages with a public and private key so that the person at the other end has to have your public key in order to decrypt the message. So it allows you to send secure messages back and forth.
That's cool. Where would I get that?
It's pgpi.org.
And PGPI.org?
Yep, and there'll be a link on our website shortly.
And what's this ciphers.com? Is that any good?
Not familiar with them.
Yeah, I haven't played with that one. Tell you what, why don't you try it out and let us know?
I would if it would actually run. It was running fine for a minute, and then all of a sudden it just crashed, and Outlook is not working with it anymore.
Yeah, well, like I say, again, there's very little support because you are with the ME software, which a lot of companies just didn't support.
Oh, I mean, it's whether it's 98 on after I got ME on. I put 98 second edition back on.
Mm-hmm. Try going up to 2000 or Windows XP. There's more and more companies that are developing stuff. You're going to see more developed for that than the older stuff. Because technically, 98, the support for that is gone just about down to nothing.
I think open source stuff is going to be harder to find, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might be. If Tony's listening, he can call in with some of the open source stuff. He keeps track of a lot of the Linux and open source for us.
Check our forum, too, because Tony's on there. If you go to soundbites.org, Tony might be post a question there, and Tony Placilla will maybe get back to you on that.
Thanks a lot.
You're quite welcome. We got to take a break, folks, so if you're on the line, stay there, and we'll get right back to you. You're listening to 1180 WHAM Soundbites.
Jet Walker
and Beth Adams inviting you to join us and honor those who've made outstanding contributions to women's sports both on and off the field at the 25th annual WHAM Sportswomen of the Year Awards Luncheon, Monday, April 28th at the Sheraton Four Points Hotel.
Our special guest and keynote speaker, Linda Cohn from ESPN Sports Center.
Make table or single ticket reservations by calling 234-2055.
And join us for the 25th annual WHAM Sportswomen of the Year Awards Luncheon. Proceeds benefit the Heart of Gold Children's Foundation.
Linda Cohn's appearance courtesy of Frontier. We'll be right back.
I love you. You're perfect.
Now change. How many times have you heard that? Now you and your significant other can take a musical joyride through the jungle of the modern-day mating game with the hottest show in town. Now in its third smash year at the Downstairs Cabaret Theater, the hilarious musical comedy I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change is extended again. Everything you've always wanted to know about dating, romance, marriage, lovers, and in-laws, but were afraid to admit, is now on stage. I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. Call Downstairs Cabaret Theater for tickets, 325-4370. The Downstairs Cabaret Theater is a not-for-profit professional theater with passion. Located in downtown Rochester, the perfect evening out. Wine, cocktails, and decadent desserts are available while you enjoy the show. Take your significant other on a musical joyride through the jungle of the modern-day mating game with the hottest show in town. I Love You. You're perfect. Now change. Call the Downstairs Cabaret Theater for tickets today. 325-4370. That's 325-4370.
You know, every time I turn around, there is another orange cleaner. Who knows the difference? Listen up, honey. Pine Sol knows, because they've got new Orange Energy Pine Sol. Of course, you could buy 3 bottles of Orange Breeze Lysol to get the same cleaning power as 1 bottle of new Orange Energy Pine Sol. 3 bottles? I'm not buying 3 bottles. You buying 3 bottles? Mm-mm, we're not doing that. Now, you remember, do not go out and get just any old orange cleaner. You want new Orange Energy Pine Sol. The power of Pine Sol, the smell of clean. With Orange Energy, honey.
Green Shield Computer Services, located at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just off the 104 Expressway, is now offering basic system boxes starting at $399 and up. Just add the software and accessories you want for a total system. Come visit our new computer sales and service area to find out what your system will need to be ready for the future. Call Green Shield Computers at 1-800-544-9580 right now for an appointment to evaluate your current computer for just $25. The window of opportunity to upgrade your older machine is rapidly shrinking as many parts are no longer being made. That's Green Shield Computer Services at 544-9580. Open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday to serve your computer needs. You can also email them at shield@frontiernet.net anytime. The charter sponsor of Soundbites, Green Shield is a local, full-service computer firm assisting individuals and businesses since 1984, and is a Corel-approved partner for business, education, government, legal, and individuals. It is a part of the Green Shield Group established in 1967. That's Green Shield Computer Services at 1370 Hudson Avenue in Rochester, New York. Call 544-9580 for any computer needs.
If looks could thrill, what do you mean if? Have you seen the new 2003 Nissan Altima? Talk about style. The Altima is a supermodel on wheels. From the sculpted curves of the sheet metal to its unique jeweled taillights, this car says, look at me. And once you have, you'll see there's nothing else like it. Especially when you're behind the wheel, Altima's motorcycle-inspired gauges make you want to accelerate. Now what if you could lease the 2003 Nissan Altima 2.5S for just $249 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing? What do you mean, if? Tax, title, license, and options extra. Call 1-800-648-7038 for complete details. Offer ends March 3rd. Nissan Altima. Shift. Style.
This Sunday morning at 8 on the Brenna and Brenna Law Forum, attorneys Bob Brenna Jr. and Todd Gustafson will discuss Medicaid, long-term care, and estate planning with you. The Brenna and Brenna Law Forum, Sunday morning on WAN.
May not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, and this is Soundbites. I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Dan Deary.
And I'm Jesse Graff.
And we'll be taking questions here in just a minute, so please hold on. But the great folks over at the Canal Side Hair Studio is holding a cut-a-thon to benefit the Rochester area Crime Stoppers tomorrow between 12 and 4 o'clock. The Hair Studio at 900 Panorama Trail, boy, I always have trouble saying that, across from Paychex. All proceeds will go to Crime Stoppers. So if you'd like to participate, please call 385-1490 to register. That's 385-1490. WAM and News Source 13 recently helped raise more than $70,000 for Crime Stoppers. So these folks over there at Canal Side Hair Studio are just trying to add right to it and keep a great program going. So, you know, show your support. both for sound bites and the Crime Stoppers, and call those folks up and tell them we sent you over there and you want to participate in helping support a great cause. And who knows, you might have a good time. Come out with a good haircut. Meanwhile, we're going to go to Shirley in Rochester. How you doing, Shirley?
I'm just fine.
Great.
I use Yahoo and I use Outlook Express with it. Now, when I write mail, Norton scans it going out and it also scans it coming in. And I also have AOL on my machine, but it doesn't do that. Why?
Because AOL is not an internet service.
Right.
AOL is its own proprietary service. And Norton is apparently only configured to look at internet mail.
Oh, okay. So
theoretically, AOL scans the mail itself for viruses before it lets mail through.
Okay.
I don't know how practical that is with 30 million users.
Really?
So do you think it's still
the keeping,
if it was still safe to use.
Oh, yeah. As long as you keep your antivirus
updated. Yeah, I set it up to date.
Right,
you guys have brainwashed me.
Yeah. All right. We're doing our job. Thank
yeah.
you.
I went many years without protection, and I just finally, Nick really got to me, and I said, I got to do something about it.
Yeah. The nice thing about having Norton or McAfee scan your mail is it scans the mail for viruses before it actually reaches your computer or before you actually send one out to somebody else. If you're using AOL, the mail comes in, you download the mail. If you try to execute the program, then the antivirus catches it. So it's just if it can scan your mail ahead of time, it's you know, half a step ahead of the virus.
Right.
But it's still, by having it running, it will protect you from an attack.
It's still running there then.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Have a good day, guys.
You too, and thank you for listening.
I bet Nick just didn't want to go out in the cold today.
Well, no, like I say, he's got a couple things to do with his beautiful wife and daughter, so that's why I brought my tech in here, Dan, to fill in, and we're trying to fill, you know, still carry on and keep it going. So you have a good one. Next, we're going to go to Sal in Fairport. How you doing, Sal?
Good, guys. Hey, great show.
Thank you.
Got a question. I'm trying to install this Click and Design 3D. And I'm getting an error message. It's the latest CD they sent me because I've had problems. I'm trying to install it before. They said maybe it's your antivirus program and you need to disable it. I'm running a Mac and I've got Virex and I just got the latest. As a matter of fact, I just got 7.2 on there last night.
What's the error message?
Yeah. It just says installation failed. Error occurred while loading the application. Click and Design 3D. I want to ask you, how do I make sure that this antivirus is disabled for this installation?
The quickest, easiest way is to reboot with the shift key held down.
Okay.
And that turns off all your extensions, the antivirus, is, which is one,
okay,
similar to safe mode under Windows.
Right, okay.
The problem with that is it also turns off your CD driver.
Ah.
Just like it does under Windows, so you can't see your CD anymore.
Well, no, one thing, if he's running Windows 98, correct me, you two guys, if I'm wrong here, but if he goes into MS Config.
I'm running a Mac.
Right. You can on the PC, if you right-click on the...
Oh, he's running a Mac.
Yeah, I heard that. On the PC, if you right-click on the Norton or McAfee icon in your taskbar, there's a disable command. On the Mac, if you go into the Virex control panel, there's a disable command, which will disable it temporarily. The problem is that some installers make an antivirus program give you a false error message. The antivirus program sees something being installed and warns you that it might be a virus, because viruses install themselves too.
Right.
So that's why you're usually giving a warning to not to turn off your antivirus software when you're trying to install a program.
And I'm in the preferences now for Virex, and I don't see a disable command on there.
Is there a turn off or
nothing?
Is there a protect?
Scan inside compressed, automatically scan at login, show detailed results.
Let me see. I don't
remove macros, automatically delete infected.
I think it's before that preference screen. It's right on the main screen. Turn off. I think I don't have Virex on this machine handy to take a look at.
Well, you got enough other things out there.
I know. So I can download it quick by the end of the show, I think. But what what I might suggest trying is copy the installer files from the CD onto your hard drive.
Okay.
Then do a shift boot, which turns off all your extensions.
Okay.
But then you have the installer files to install from.
Okay.
Because I'm wondering if it may be something on your CD that it can't read from the CD. Or your CD drive, since you said this is another CD they sent you?
It's a new CD. I just got it yesterday.
Your CD drive might need cleaning if it's having trouble reading a disc.
Okay.
But you're getting a fairly generic failed error.
It's the only one I've had any problems with. Mm. It's just this particular program. That's why they said, well, you don't have the latest version. We'll send that to you.
Yeah, it's easy to get you off the phone, too.
Well, sure. They say they
boom, you're gone.
Mac. They say they don't support Mac on top of it when you call.
Oh, that's good, too. But they sell Mac software?
Well, yeah. Wait a minute. Now, they say the Mac, you guys keep saying the Mac is so easy.
Generally.
I mean, yeah, well, I sit here and watch you
software.
With your...
It's the software.
Come on.
Well, his software is amusing. I mean, I'm sitting here looking over at Steve's laptop. Now, you got to envision this, folks. Here he's got this Mac laptop. It's the smaller one, like that big basketball player's playing with.
This is the 15-inch version.
Yeah.
He's got the 17.
And he's sitting... No, the basketball player...
Yeah, he's got the 12, slow. And then Vern Troyer's got
so
the 17.
So, meanwhile, he's got these things on there, and all of a sudden, I'm looking... Happen to catch it out of the corner of my eye. They got a taskbar, just like for you real Windows people we have down the bottom. And all of a sudden, I start seeing his icons start jiggling up and down. And he tells me, well, for amusement, one guy sat there and had it timed them so they could all jiggle to different tunes. Now, that's too much free time for you guys.
Just
sitting
like
there
to have
worried
the icons
about
in your
jiggling icons. Next, you're going to have him coming out and doing the dance, you know, like that baby that they had on the screen for the
for
lockdown.
Years, yeah.
Dancing around in that.
So
did we answer your question, sir?
Well, I guess so. I guess
yeah, give that a try and see what happens.
Let us know, though, Sal.
All right. Thanks.
All right?
Okay.
Appreciate it. All right. Next, we're going to try John in Irondequoit. How you doing, John?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
Oh, just peachy. How can we help you today?
Well, I have two questions that have time, but one is the first important one here. I just went from a regular dial-up modem to a Roadrunner, and they installed a Toshiba PCX2200. And for the years that I've had this computer, I've never had any lockup or any problem with the dial-up connection. And since I've got the this cable connection, I'm working through on internet sites and using AOL, and it just locks up on me, and I can't even reboot it with the control alt delete. I have to shut the whole thing down and then let it, you know, reboot the whole reboot process from turning the computer off. Any ideas on that?
What OS?
Pardon me?
What operating system?
Windows 98.
Second edition?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a driver issue with the Ethernet card they installed, since that was the major change in your machine.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to see if you can go to the manufacturer, the website of the manufacturer of the Ethernet card and see if they have a driver update.
Uh-huh. How would I find out what Ethernet card they put in?
Well, they should have told you.
Oh.
Or given you a box along
or given you a box and a manual and an installation disk.
Oh.
You may have to, well, if you go to your device manager under network adapters, it should tell you what it thinks it is.
Okay.
That doesn't necessarily mean that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You may have to open up the box and look at the card and find the name and model number on it.
I see.
What are they using? Mostly 3Com and Linksys?
Linksys, yeah.
Well, if I called them, they could probably tell me what was in it, what they put in.
They should be able to.
Okay.
But again, they should, not necessarily they know exactly.
You might find it faster, like he's, Steve was saying, is to shut the machine off and actually pull the cover. That'll take you 2 minutes.
Okay.
Them to try to guess, because I would imagine, even within their truck, they usually have a couple different brands.
Mm-hmm. So I pull the cover of the
computer
CPU.
Off.
Pardon me?
Yeah. Leave it plugged in.
Yeah.
Turn it off. Take the cover off. This way you're still grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And you can literally look at the side of it. You might even have to unscrew and pull the card out to actually get a model number or that off of it.
But it should be on the card itself.
Yes, it should, sir.
Okay, great. Another quick one?
Yeah, make it quick.
All right. Can I have a laptop with a wireless card in it.
Mm-hmm.
Can I use that Microsoft wireless, the 500, I think they call it, so I can have the cable access through my wireless card in my laptop?
Yes, you can, but there are many cheaper and better devices than Microsoft's wireless router. As we mentioned earlier, the Linksys wireless router is very inexpensive, under $100.
Mm-hmm.
D-Link makes a nice one also. Asante, there's a dozen different companies that make a nice one.
So I can just put that into the cable modem, and then it'll let my laptop work on that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
At that speed. Terrific. Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate your help.
Okay, take it easy.
You bet.
We got to take a quick break, so stay on the line if you're there. If not, get on the line, and we'll answer your computer questions on Soundbites 1180 WHAM.
It's winter. It's cold. And News Radio 1180 WHAM can help you get warm. Wham! Wants to send you to a winter warm-up getaway. When you hear the cue to call in, dial 1-866-525-WINS. Be the 25th nationwide caller and you're on your way. Brought to you by Beaches Resorts, the Caribbean's number one ultra all-inclusive resorts for families, for fun, for everyone. Beaches.com. Your chance to win happens all this week on Wham!
Yes, Express.
If what you really want is a great cup of coffee, then check out Hess Express. Some places don't know beans about coffee, but at Hess Express, our award-winning mountaintop coffee is premium all the way. We start with our own specially selected beans, and we brew our coffee fresh every 20 minutes, guaranteed.
Check it out!
Hess Express is definitely the place. We have 10 custom blends, like our rich house blend or our truly smooth French vanilla, all the way to ultra-creamy hazelnut. So join us at Hess Express for a cup of our mountaintop coffee. We've got a fresh pot brewing just for you.
Your one-stop express shop, Hess Express.
Right now at Hess Express, get a free copy of USA Today when you buy any flavor Mountaintop coffee. A free USA Today with your Mountaintop coffee. Now that's really something. Only at Hess Express. At participating locations, while supplies last.
Check it out.
Hey, Mom, I'm back. Were the kids good for you?
Of course.
How did your mammogram go?
Good. I'm all set until next year. How about you?
I'll try to schedule one when things slow down. This is a busy season for me.
Mom, you've got to stop making excuses and get this done. It doesn't take that long, and it's important.
I've heard it doesn't do any good. Why should I waste my time with something that's going to hurt when there's not even a history of breast cancer in our family?
Mom, most women diagnosed with breast cancer have no history of it. An annual mammogram is the best tool we have to detect breast cancer early when it's 95% curable. And it may be a little uncomfortable, but it doesn't hurt. I'm confident you can survive one little mammogram. You had four kids, remember?
And you were always the most pushy of the four. All right, hand me the phone.
I'll even dial it for you.
For more information, contact the Cancer Information Service at 1-800-4-CANCER and ask for Maria. That's 1-800-422-6237. A message from the New York State Health Department.
This year at the Horizon Group, we've resolved to provide everyone the opportunity to get unbiased financial advice. That's why we created Horizon Advisory Services, to give you a chance to sit with a seasoned financial professional for a fee. For a limited time, we're offering consultations for just $199. Can you afford to retire? The financial analysis is black and white. But what about the emotional issues? Are you withdrawing the right amount of money from the right places? Need a second opinion on your tax and investment strategy? People need help, but where can they turn? An attorney or accountant outside their scope? To a broker posing as a planner? Be serious. We use our experience to address your concerns, providing solutions in plain English and ultimately peace of mind. Schedule your $199 consultation today at 334-3600. That's 334-3600. From complex issues to nagging doubts, we're truly interested in helping you.
Horizon Advisory Services is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Cataray Grant, member NASD.
One company, three exceptional certified pre-owned vehicle programs. That's what you'll get with the Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury certified pre-owned programs, all backed by Ford and delivering only the best to you. And right now, get APR financing as low as 3.9% on Taurus, Sable, Explorer, Mountaineer, Ranger, Expedition, Focus, LS, Town Car, and Navigator. Not all buyers will qualify. Ford Credit Limited Term APR financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by March 31st, 2003. See dealer for details. For more information, visit FordCTO.com.
I like my theater exotic.
A one-of-a-kind discovery. A priceless Japanese pillow book that could turn the Asian art world upside down. In these circles, authenticity is the difference between a priceless treasure and a worthless memento, between an honest man and a fraud. The question is, who decides what is authentic and what is not?
Jiva Theater Center presents 36 Views on stage through March 23rd.
Take a journey that weaves you through a tale of intrigue and fabrication, jealousy and revenge. Become part of the mystery as you are plunged into a tangled web of lies and deception in hot pursuit of the elusive truth. Will you believe the smooth-talking art dealer or the party crasher, the artist or the art professor?
Tickets are on sale now at the Jiva Theater Center box office or by calling 232-JIVA. 36 Views is co-produced by Edwards Restaurant and the Pike Company. Thanks to American Airlines, Coach has more class. 36 Views on stage through March 23rd. Jiva Theater Center. How do you like your theater?
Hi, I'm Brad Davies, and I have scores and highlights with Beth and Chet on the Wham Morning News. And 3 hours of sports talk, 9 till noon, up the dial on Hot Chalk 1280 WHTK.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
No, Nick's not here. I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Rick.
I'm Dan Deary.
And I'm Jesse Graff.
No, that's my soda. Don't touch that soda. He's ready to choke. He's going to grab my soda. I'll beat you with it. Okay, let's go back to the phones, and we're going to talk to Stefan in Rochester. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Stephanie.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, Stephanie.
The bifocals, you know, when you get older.
You guys are very funny.
Thank you.
I'm visiting here from Niagara County. And some my friend encouraged me to call you.
Super.
Yeah. My daughter, let me
get
Oh,
here we go. One of them. It's going to be my daughter. She's not going to own up to it.
No, this is true because I
They say that all the time, Stephanie.
Okay. No, honest to God, it's my daughter. All right? Let me give you the question. And then
why isn't your daughter calling?
She lives in Lockport. I'm visiting here by myself.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Anyway. She hooked up with something called PowerPoint with Adelphia about a month and a half ago. About 3 weeks ago, some pop-up came up, said sex triple X with some awful pictures. And then there's an icon, and we can't delete it.
And is it called web dialer?
I don't know what that means.
Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, there's programs. They're called dialers. And they're pretty nasty. They'll bring up that type of stuff. And what you want to do, if you do a search, go to Start, Search, or Find Files, and then Find Files and Folders, and do a search for Dialer. And the odds are that a Dialer program is going to show up in there, and you want to delete all those in there. The ones with the that have icons in there. You can tell the difference between which ones. You want to get rid of in there and delete those to take care of your problem there.
Okay, how come you can't delete them by just shove them in the recycle box and then?
They're nasty.
They hide in places where you won't know to look.
Yep, and even if you do an add and remove programs on them, that actually can reinstall it. So
yeah, they're very insidious.
How does it get through the PowerPoint, how does it get on?
PowerLink is the service from Adelphia. It's the cable internet service similar to Roadrunner here in Rochester.
Yes.
Right. Basically, you went to a website that had this program embedded in that website, and it downloaded itself without your knowledge and installed itself in your computer.
That's why we always recommend a firewall program if you don't have a router. And you can run like Zone Alarm. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I would recommend is if you go to our website, go to soundbites.org.
Okay.
And down on the, you got to scroll down a little bit, and you'll see a thing that says, I heard this website on your show. You click on that, and you're going to see this alphabetic list of different products in that we recommend, software and all that. Right up at the top, there's one called AdAware. If you download that and install it on your machine and run it, or your daughter's machine.
Honest to God, it's my daughter's app.
Yes,
and you run this AdAware program, what it will do is look for spyware on your machine.
Right, since this technically isn't a virus, an antivirus program wouldn't catch it.
Right.
She did put a firewall in when they hooked up with the Adelphia thing.
Mm-hmm.
The man recommended a firewall.
But, you know, it could have been after the fact, and it was already there.
Oh.
So that's why she might want to, you know, try running this AdAware, and it will search the registry, the hard drive, the whole nine yards for any spyware, and then you can delete those spyware packages, which will sit there when you're connected to go back out and grab it and try to bring it back down to you.
Oh, great. Okay, well, thanks, and this is fun.
Well, listen to us more often.
Come to Lackport.
You'll have, call your local Clear Channel affiliate.
Yeah, tell them to carry it. Seriously.
In fact, let me
really?
Find out quick.
Yes.
Jesse, where's the list of Clear Channel stations?
Hey, Adelphia's going bankrupt. Haven't you heard that?
Ah.
Adelphia's in trouble?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like we were saying before, one of the other callers. You know, I mean, it's getting to the point that, you know, with layoffs and the recession and everything else, they're coming back all over the place.
This is the previous owners. Well, anyway, it's a big story. You're fun. Thank you very much. I hope it works.
And like I say, and if you can't listen to us, you can always go to our website, and last week's show is always listed up there, and you can listen to us during the times that you're working on your computer.
Okay.
Because we have a whole archive of every show since we've been on Wham.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
We got to take a quick break. You have a good one, Stephanie, and thanks for calling, and we'll be right back to the rest of the callers on the line. So hang on. It's 1180 WHAM Soundbites.
Hard work, experience, both essential for success in today's complex business world. But that's not enough. Moving your business and your career to new levels of success requires more. Get more with an executive MBA from RIT. It's everything you need in an EMBA. A comprehensive general management education, knowledgeable faculty with real-world experience, and practical tools to apply immediately in your work. In small classes that meet Fridays and Saturdays every other week, you'll gain the confidence and strategic perspective that will change the way you think about business. Join us at our next information session, Tuesday, February 18th, anytime between 4:30 and 7:30 p.m. at the RIT College of Business. Call 475-7435 or go to RITEMBA.com. The RIT Executive MBA and EMBA for the real world.
It began yesterday. It will continue today from 10 until 9, but I'm here to tell you that legendary Valentine's Day mattress sale for 2003 ends tomorrow at Ruby Gordon Furniture in Henrietta. Over 500 mattress sets to choose from by important name brands like Simmons Beautyrest, Backcare, King Foil, Posture Bond, and a host of others, including Natural Response Luxury Foam, developed from NASA Research. Sweetheart sale savings will be clearly tagged on every mattress set in the store. Plus, you'll enjoy free delivery and setup with free removal of your old bedding. But there's more. Buy $599 or more with no payments and no interest for one full year. Sleep free for a year. Plus, for just 1 cent, 1 penny, get a 6-piece bedding pack, a fitted sheet, flat sheet, 2 pillowcases, and 2 premium pillows with any bedding purchase of $599 or more. Shop foam mattress closeouts at $39 each piece, queen size sets for $199, king size sets for $399, and much more, including waterbed replacement mattresses during their Valentine's Sweetheart Bedding Sale at Ruby Gordon Furniture, just south of Marketplace Mall on West Henrietta Road in Henrietta. Shop until 9 tonight, but hurry, it ends tomorrow.
She bundled you up against the cold. Hot cocoa, cookies, small gifts of love. It is the autumn of her life, and you are her warmth. She took care of you. Now it's your turn at the Wesley community. Here she'll be warmed by friends, activities, and a 24-hour nursing staff that's like family. We'll take good care of the person who took good care of you. Call 241-2111 or visit thewesleycommunity.com. The Wesley community. Nurture the spirit. She helped you with your multiplication tables, sang you your ABCs. Now she's forgetting things, and you are her memory. She took care of you. Now it's your turn with memory care at the Wesley community. Our well-trained staff will help her enjoy renewed confidence while keeping her safe. We'll take good care of the person who took good care of you. Call 241-2111 or visit thewesleycommunity.com. The Wesley community. Nurture the spirit.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
If you're a successful, entrepreneurial-minded person with sales management or business experience who has made good money but wants to make the jump to $300,000 to $700,000 a year or more, then I'd like to talk to you. My name is Rich Harshaw. I'm the CEO of Y2 Marketing, the nation's leading marketing solutions firm. 6 years ago, I started this business from scratch and quickly grew it into a multi-million dollar industry leader and personally became a millionaire. Now I'm aggressively seeking experienced, entrepreneurial people in your area to fill the overwhelming demand for our marketing services. This proven turnkey business gives you the flexibility to set your own hours and allows you to earn an income ranging from $300,000 to $700,000 a year within the first 12 to 18 months of starting, even more after that. This is not network marketing, MLM, or anything else like that. It's a real business. We'll be holding free seminars here locally soon. For details, give us a call at 1-888-800-0250 and we'll send you a free prospective agent package with an audio CD overview of the business and more details. Reserve your package by calling 888-800-0250. That number again, 888-800-0250.
Here's Bill Tatro from Eagle Steward Limited.
I've been shown the door, fired, downsized. But how can that be since I own the company? Well, it's not Eagle Steward Limited. I wouldn't do that to myself. No, the powers to be at WROC Channel 8 have decided to go, as they say, in a different direction. Ironic, since I wrote the book, The One-Hour Survival Guide for the Downsized. Unfortunately, I was downsized so abruptly that I wasn't given the opportunity to say thank you to all my loyal viewers for your thousands of emails, letters, and phone calls, and for all your support through my years on the air. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And watch for my new book, Makin', Shakin', and Bacon, How to Make Money in the Market and Keep It. I could quote General Douglas MacArthur or even Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I won't. I'll leave you with this. I'm Bill Tatro. And it's all about money.
You can reach Bill at 218-9860, 218-9860, and continue to listen to Bill right here on 1180 WHAM.
How do you save for college without ruining your retirement? Ken Gracie from University Funding has the answers. Tune in to Ask the Experts this Sunday night at 8 on 1180 WHAM.
Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest-running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
No, I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Dan Deary.
And I'm Jesse Graff.
And hopefully this is computer talk that you understand, because we don't understand it. And we're going to try totally confusing Tony and Holly. How you doing, Tony?
Good. How about yourself?
Oh, just hunky-dory for a Saturday.
Well, that's good.
Can't wait for it to get warm.
Yeah. Definitely.
How can we help you?
Well, trying to send emails to a staff person at RIT, in other words, this goes through RIT's computer system to the person's PC in their office, and my email keeps getting returned, and the reason given is that I have a virus on my machine. Now, I've run Stinger, I've scanned it with Norton, which I have and keep updated. I even went to the Symantec website and ran a scan that they had on the Symantec website. Everything comes up clean. Any clues?
What? Well, it could be what is in the subject matter.
It's just, you know, the last one I sent was just test. You know, that's all it was. I just typed out test to see if it would go through.
No attachments to it?
Nothing.
What operating system are you running?
ME, I know.
Ow!
But this just started happening, being a problem a couple days ago.
Okay.
Do you know anybody else at RIT? Well, send one to Nick. Nick at RIT.edu. Oh, shit, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, yeah.
It could be that RIT's antivirus filters have accidentally got too paranoid.
Right, yeah. That's what I was wondering, too. Maybe somebody upped the security on the system.
Very well could be, especially right now with the state of the nation anyways and the high alert. And, you know, it's just another thing that they could do, you know, as far as the terrorist act, too, is to sit there and literally cripple the you know, major email servers and everything else trying to get things out. So
right. It's also possible that the error message is wrong and there's another reason it's got not getting delivered. Like the,
it's using a generic one?
Yeah, it's like the last one in the table and it can't find the right one. You know, it might be that the other person's mailbox is full or some other message, some other error condition.
Right. So it's not very likely that there's a virus on my machine that I haven't found by running all these.
Yeah, I mean, if you've run that and it's coming up clean, even for that beloved Emmy.
Did you say you ran Stinger, too?
Yep.
that downloaded the latest version.
The other thing is, have you tried Adaware?
Not yet. I just heard you talking that way.
Yeah, you might want to go to our website and download Adaware, because what it might be is, again, spyware. There was another spyware program out there, and here's what it was doing. You could literally, say your boss blocks any, unwanted stuff, let's put it, lack of better words.
Mm-hmm.
So you can sit there and you could put this other spyware that could be, say, on some other open machine. And I'd more or less go from my machine through your machine to go get the whatever I wanted to get that my boss wouldn't allow me to get to. So if all of a sudden, you're working at another company and I went through your machine, all of a sudden your boss is, what are you getting this stuff for? And it's objectionable to them, too. Oh, I didn't. But I'm using you as a portal to go get that stuff, and you're going to get blamed.
Yeah, I might also suggest going to a site like Mail2Web or one of the other webmail interfaces and send a message from that. That way it's not even coming from your machine. It's coming from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I just thought of, too, is it may have been that at some point you did have a virus, and so RIT put you in their blacklist. And it doesn't know you don't have a virus anymore. You may have to write a message to postmaster at rit.edu.
You're on their blacklist.
And ask them what might have happened.
Right. All right, well, you gave me a couple of avenues to pursue.
But like I say, the Adaware very well might help you out in checking out things that you might be totally unaware of.
Yeah. What do you guys think that Zone Alarm Plus, it's something that detects spyware and gets rid of it? Are you familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good program?
Good program, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to combine things in one program that does the spyware and the ad blocking and things like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you very much for your help.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right. While we still got another minute, I'm going to do one more plug, because these folks are fantastic that they're even doing it. Visit the Canalside Hair Studio tomorrow between 12 and 4, because all the money that they're raising at 900 Panorama Trail is going to Crime Stoppers. So give them a call at 385-1490. That's 385-1490. And tell them Soundbites sent you. And have a good day, folks. See you next weekend for Soundbites on 1180 WHAF. See ya!
And factual. News Radio 1180 WHAM. Rochester's official winter weather station. News Radio 1180 WHAM. Rochester. A clear channel radio station.
CBS News. I'm Dave Barrett.
President Bush, listen to the voice of the people.
Archbishop Desmond Tutu rallying tens of thousands in New York City, not far from the UN. He said the Bush administration should give inspectors in Iraq more time. It's been a cold winter Saturday, and north of the UN there were chants. Protesters filled 20 blocks. There have been some arrests, but cops in New York won't say exactly how many. About 10,000 rallied in Philadelphia. Some Quakers marched in silence. Some Koreans banged drums. It was a cold and rainy day in Kentucky. Hundreds demonstrated in downtown Louisville. Some carried mock coffins. Around the world, John Lennon's song played in Amsterdam. Give peace a chance, heard on the streets of the Dutch capital in Tokyo. Protesters chanted, and one housewife who marched to the U.S. Embassy said, "We are on the brink of World War III." At least 500,000 people rallied in London. The biggest peace demonstration in British political history. Reverend Jesse Jackson with a message to the Prime Minister.